Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze.
Have such an exciting show for you today.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Yeah, this is going to be hot stuff, people. I'm taking you to the most unusual events that are being planned in Key West, Florida. And that, well, they call it the Florida Keys, and I need a little education here. So when I get to talk with my first guest, I'm going to find out, is the Florida Keys and Key West two different places? And while I have been there, I have only been to Key West, Florida by ship. One of these days, I want to take that drive. I've been to the top of the Keys, just south of Miami and Kendall, Florida, and you come to Key Largo, and I've been there, but we've never driven that whole long connecting route of causeways and whatnot that get you down to Key West. But I've been to Key West twice, both times on a cruise ship that stopped there, and I had the best time. And as a matter of fact, there's a kite shop that makes the most and sells the most incredible exotic-looking kites. And I don't know if it was in that shop or one next to it. There's a shop that sells those spinning things that you put out on your porch or, in our case, on our dock. And we bought two different spinning-looking things. One is an old woody station wagon, and the wheels turn when the wind blows. And we bought another one, looks like Uncle Sam. Cute stuff. That's what I loved best. That whole area of Florida is creative, and the natural habitat is inducive to creativity, and therefore authors and musicians and artists of all kinds find themselves attracted to the destination. So when you're there, you're going to see things you don't see other places. You're going to have experiences you won't have anywhere else. And while you're there, you can also, in Key West, visit the Truman Summer White House, which is a wonderful experience. And so they're up to some of their normal wonderful mischief. And I'm going to be talking with some folks associated with all of the above in the next 3 hours. And if you have to leave us at any point, or you're driving and you drive out of range of the station you're listening to, you can hear us streaming live if you go to sabrams.com. That's sabrams.com. And in the right-hand sidebar, you'll see on-air quick links. Under Travel with Stephanie Abrams, scroll down to listen live, and you can continue to listen. In the next couple of days, by Wednesday at the latest this week, if things go right by tomorrow, you'll be able to go to sabrams.com and click on the guests and hear the archived audio of today's show. And if you go to travelers411.com, which you can click over to from the top of the homepage, you'll see our other sites, Travelers411.com is the interactive side of our family of websites, and that's where the podcasts are. And the difference is the archive stays forever. You can listen to it whenever. The podcasts are downloadable, and they're there for 52 weeks. And then we make room for the newest one coming on. So we're going to have a field day, people. Don't leave me. Tighten your seatbelt, because we're going to be talking with Bill Becker, the co-founder and coordinator of the Florida Keys Underwater. They got plenty of water there. Underwater Music Festival. Can you just imagine what this is? And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Opening night at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts is Friday, July 7th, with Andres Nelsons conducting the BSO and featuring Mahler Symphony No. 2. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I am thrilled to have live on the line with me a radio man. He's Mr. Bill Becker, and this radio man is also co-founder and coordinator of the Florida Keys Underwater Music Festival. First of all, let's talk about radio. What do you do in radio, sir?
Well, I've been news director at a radio station here in the Florida Keys for the past 37 years. I came down here originally as a marine biologist, but then got into radio. And
how did that happen?
They started a radio station on the island where I live, and I walked in, I think I can do local news for you. And they said, fine. And that was it. I changed careers just like that.
I love it. Clearly radio stuck, huh?
It sure did. I enjoy it down here. It's a great place to do radio. There's very little television news down here in the Florida Keys. So radio is it for electronic news. And, boy, it never quits down here. This place is a news that just keeps on giving down here.
Well, we do our best to try to keep up, but, you know, maybe you and I can forge a stronger relationship. Let's give a plug for the radio station. Its call letters are?
WWUS. We call ourselves US One Radio. We broadcast through the Florida Keys here on 104.1 FM.
Fabulous. Can you listen online?
You can at usoneradio.com, and the one is the numeral one in that, usoneradio.com.
Oh, that's fabulous. I just love it. Well, we got a celebrity newscaster on with us, Mr. Bill Becker, a former New Yorker.
That's right. Grew up in Queens.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that happened to many of us, and it was a good thing. So you got a very sturdy public school education, did you?
Well, I went to CCNY. I graduated from there back in 1969. I went to Bishop Laughlin High School in Brooklyn, and just basically was a New York boy until I went away to graduate school in marine biology and then came right down here in 1971.
Where did you do that graduate work?
University of Delaware.
Nice.
Yep.
Very nice. Well, I'm glad I'm talking to you, and the reason I got connected with you, first of all, what does Florida Keys mean?
The Florida Keys, well, Key is a kind of an island name for a short for Cayo, and that just means an island in Spanish. And it's the Keys are a series of about 40 or so islands connected by bridges all the way down from Miami down through Key West. You know, hundreds of islands that are not connected as well, but they're divided into pretty much three distinct areas. There's the Upper Keys at Key Largo and Isla Mirada, fishing capital of the world. There's Marathon.
Chico Lodge.
The Middle Keys, that's right. Chico Lodge and Isla Mirada.
Chico Lodge and Isla Mirada. I remember the first time I ever called them, I was an apprenticing travel agent, and I was calling them on behalf of one of the agents in the office, and I thought it was Isla Madura.
I've heard that before, too, yes. Isla Mirada is the word.
Isla Mirada, got it.
The Purple Isle.
Got it. No, but so, but where are you actually based?
We are based on Sugarloaf Key, which is about, we go by mile markers here. Mile marker 120 up in the Upper Keys, all the way down to mile marker 0 in Key West. We're about mile marker 19 on Sugarloaf Key in the Lower Keys, which is a very native area of quite considerably different than Key West, which is a very, you know, a lot of tourists, a lot of people in Key West.
It's very happening there.
Yes, it is.
Very happening. So so when you say it's Florida Keys, you're talking about, it, as far as a radio signal, you'd cover from up north of Chico Lodge in Isla Madura Isla Mirada. What is it? Give it to me again.
Isla Mirada.
It's a long time since I had to do that. That's a very nice place, by the way. Families love it. But that's so your signal would cover pretty much almost up to Kendall in south of Miami.
And south to Cuba as well. I was in Havana a few years ago, and the taxi driver was playing our radio station.
Oh, don't you love that?
That was amazing. I was flabbergasted. Amazing.
Ah, I love that. Yeah, we that's the power of radio waves. You know, I've had people come back from Nassau in the Bahamas and Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas and say to me, you know, they were changing for dinner and they had the radio on in their room and we were on the air and that's so cool.
Yep.
I said, we weren't. And they said, yeah, you were talking about, you know, and they gave me a whole list of what we were talking about. I said, yeah, you're right.
Radio.
Yeah, I think far too many businesses, industries don't have enough understanding or respect for the power of radio. And the fact that commercials on radio are the only commercials anybody pays attention to. When's the last time you watched a commercial on television? I can't remember. You know, you record what you're going to watch and you speed through it. End of story, you know? Anyway, or you're watching a cable channel that doesn't do commercials. But in any event, go radio. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Bill Becker more about the Florida Keys Underwater Music Festival. That just the name of it boggles my mind. So stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Akers. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Oh, no, don't let the rain come down.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line Bill Becker. He is the co-founder and coordinator for the Florida Keys Underwater Music Festival. And alas, he is not, although he lived in Queens, New York for some time, not related to Sandy Becker, for those of you who may remember Sandy Becker. We've already established that off the air. There's a whole lot of water around the Florida Keys. And the thought of having an underwater music festival boggles the mind. So first, the information I have on you, which is sparse, is that you are the co-founder and you are the coordinator of this. What year was this event founded?
So I think it was back in the early 80s, about 1983. A friend and I basically said, you know, we like music, we like diving, we like the coral reef. How can we put these all together? And we were kind of involved with the local arts council here in the Florida Keys, and they said, well, put an event together. And we said, how are we going to do this? So he said, how about we put music underwater? So we found out that there's a group that makes underwater speakers. A lot of people do now, but back then it was Lubell Laboratories in Columbus, Ohio. They loaned us some speakers, actually gave us some speakers for the Underwater Music Festival. First year, we had the radio station broadcast music over the air that was picked up by several boats on the coral reef that were equipped with the FM receivers, and the underwater speakers attached to these receivers went down below the water. So we were able to transmit the music from the radio station underwater.
So you had to run wires?
Well, it's a wire that goes down into the water that suspends the speaker in the water. The speaker, waterproof speakers in the water.
I got it. Wow.
And when you're in the water, it is pretty amazing.
How do the fish feel about that?
The fish don't seem to mind at all. I mean, we play, you know, the theme from Jaws. They don't get excited. No, the divers get a little nervous, maybe.
Holy cow.
We play whale sounds, whale songs.
Stop. You've blown my mind at this point. The thought that you could be underwater playing John Williams the Genius's composition of the theme from Jaws is more than I can handle when you're underwater and just maybe you might upset a shark.
Well, we play that a little bit, and then we play Jimmy Buffett's Fins. It's always a great song there. You know, we do a lot of stuff. It's a lot of fun. Play the Beatles, Octopus's Garden, and Yellow Submarine. You know, things like that. Things that divers really love.
Wow. I'm just blown away. And I have to tell you, this past weekend at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, where the Boston Pops and popular artists also perform all summer long, they did something called, they do it a couple of times during the summer, something called film night. This one film night is devoted to only one film. And you sit in the shed, which holds almost 6,000 people, or out on the lawn where they have screens up on the roof of the shed. And they show the whole film, except the music is stripped out by the genius of electronics. And the Boston Pops is on the stage performing the score.
Wow.
And this past weekend, they did Jaws. And I want to tell you, you want to hear the music from Jaws accompanying the video of, you know, the actors and the voices and the, everything that is the film. And you know, it must be over 100 pieces in the bus. It's actually the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra playing the composition. It is, if the film isn't chilling enough, the music will do it for you.
Wow.
You got to come up. Will you come and visit us?
I will.
All right.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, I've got, you know, I've got my tickets. That is my summer vacation, going to Tanglewood. And we always get extra tickets so we can take guests with us if they suddenly pop in, because sometimes it's really hard to get tickets at the last minute. So I advise all of you, if you're thinking about Tanglewood, don't wait to the last minute. Or you'll be disappointed. But, you know, you say Jaws, and I am fresh from a Jaws experience. That's a kind of a funny thing. But what other kinds of music? Is it all nautical-related music that you play, or you play other kinds of music, too?
Well, we find that some types of music sound really good underwater. A lot of New Age music sounds great. Generally, the higher-pitched sounds sound better because it's hard to move a bass note in the water. It takes a lot of energy to push a bass note and make it feel like a bass note. So as a result, it's more mid and upper range sounds. So we find New Age music sounds good. Any water-themed music, anything that talks about coral reefs. We've got there are a number of songs out there that mention coral reefs and swimming among the corals. There is a lot of music out there. Like I said, we play whale songs as well. Whale songs seem to go pretty well. We haven't attracted a whale yet, but we're
you wouldn't happen to have a whale song with you that you could fire up for us?
Oh, let me see. I'm not sure. Let me see what I can find. Who knows? I may be able to find this here for you in a minute.
Well, you know what we can do is when we come out of this segment, before we go in the next one in the commercial break, you can go digging around for it, because maybe in the next segment you can play us a whale song.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But
so,
the music underwater sounds very interesting because, you know, sound in water travels five times faster than it does in air. And as a result, it hits your ears at about the same time, and it's very hard at that point to tell which direction it's coming from. See, in air you can kind of tell because there's a slight delay between it arriving at your right ear and your left ear. You can tell the direction then. Underwater, you can't. The music surrounds you, and you feel it not only in your ears. You hear it through your head, through your jaw, through your whole body. It's quite an experience.
Wow. So you've got people with scuba equipment who are...
Scuba, snorkeling, just about anything. Anything that'll get you in the water and under the water. You can be floating on top of the water. And it's funny. You have your head above the water, and then you put your head in the water, all of a sudden the water seems to just explode with music. It's amazing. You hear nothing above the water, then you go right in the water, and it's incredible.
What are the dates for this event?
This year it is July 8th. It is always the weekend, the Saturday of the weekend after 4th of July weekend. We've been doing it like that for 33 years now. And
so will you be in the water turning into a prune?
I usually do. I usually got to help out. We've done an assortment of things. In fact, one year, I did a broadcast from underwater. We had a special microphone in a mask.
Holy cow, I love it.
I was able to speak into that microphone. The signal went back up to the boat up top, where they then connected by cell phone to the radio station. They then broadcast my voice back to the speakers underwater. So it was the very first broadcast from underwater back to underwater.
Holy cow. Hey, listen, these are creative people down there in the Florida Keys.
That
talking
does.
With Bill Becker, who's associated with US One Radio, and we're going to be right back and learn more about this Florida Keys Underwater Music Festival, July 8th, people. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to have Bill Becker on the line with me. He's the co-founder and coordinator of the Florida Keys Underwater Music Festival. And so if people want to be involved in this, you said you're at Sugarloaf Key. How far is that from Key West?
We're about 19 miles just up from Sugarloaf, up from Key West.
Okay, so is the jump-in point in Sugarloaf?
Well, the reef that we go to is called Lou Key, and it is just south of Big Pine Key, which is about the 30-mile marker.
Well, so stop. What's the first one? Lou? How do you spell Lou, that?
It's spelled L-O-O-E. It's named
good that
for
I asked.
For a British ship, the HMS Lou, that grounded there way back in the 1700s.
And Lou Key is at what mile marker?
It's about 5 miles south of the 30-mile marker. It's on the reef line. So it's a coral reef. It's a well-developed coral reef, a very popular diving spot locally here.
Okay. Now, if you got in the water, how, given the distance that sound can travel, how far away from Lou Key could you be and still hear the music?
Well, the music would travel maybe a couple hundred yards, but we generally have about half a dozen or more boats lined up along the reef, so that just about anywhere you are on that reef, roughly a one-third of a mile-long reef, you can hear the music. And we're all tuned to the same radio station, to US One Radio, so they're all broadcasting the same music. So no matter where you are, you pretty much can hear the music.
So how many people do you attract over and above, like, normal residents who might say, oh, boy, it's time for this again?
Well, it's interesting because the 4th of July weekend, the weekend before that, is usually a very busy time on the reef. And the following weekend, when we have our underwater music festival, the numbers are comparable. We don't overwhelm the reef. Maybe about 500 or so divers and snorkelers, maybe 100 boats or so on the reef, some large boats, small boats. It varies.
Why the second week in July? Why the 4th of July period? I mean, this seems like the kind of thing you might want to do in the dead of winter.
Dead of winter? The water's a little cooler down here. And,
is
you know,
it?
We're spoiled here. If it gets down below 80 degrees in the water, you know, we don't go in generally, some of us. Anyway, for the longtime residents here. But certainly
my kind of people.
Summer's much nicer. It's a time between the holiday, the 4th of July, and what we call the lobster mini season down here, which is late July. So it kind of falls in the middle.
Well, tell me about the lobster mini season. What's that?
Lobster mini season is a time when divers are allowed to get 6 lobster per person per day for 2 days. And it's aimed at taking a little bit of the pressure off of that opening day. You know, an opening day in any type of, when you have a closed season on anything, you have to have an opening day. And it can get pretty crazy. So they kind of spread it out a little bit by having these this lobster mini season.
Wow.
Anyway, would you like to hear some of the music we play?
I want to hear the whales.
The whales? Well,
are we able to dig those up?
I have it right here. I did one piece where we took some music from Jean-Luc Ponty called Mystical Adventures, and I dubbed in some whale sounds with that over top of it, and I'll play that for you here right now.
I'm sure Jean-Luc appreciates that. Let's hear.
Can you hear that?
I sure can. They're funny. They kind of moo. not getting much now. Oh, we did our best with that. Maybe you can email me up an MP3 file with some whale sounds, and we can fit them in.
Okay, we have fun too as well too.
So when the people all show up, are they getting in the water at one point? I mean, is there one? Can you go in from the beach? You have to go out on a boat and then jump in, or what?
You have to go out on a boat, and the boats tie up to mooring buoys at the reef. Those mooring buoys protect the reef from anchor damage, and that people just anchor it, you know, or tie up to the buoys, preferably, just about anywhere along the reef line. People then get in the water. They don't stay the full 4 hours, obviously. So they get in, they get out, they have a good time. A big part of what we do, though, is an environmental message. We intersperse the music with public service announcements, basically to get divers and snorkelers to think about their impacts on the reef and try to lessen those impacts. We have PSAs that talk about, you know, anchoring, how to do it properly, not touching the corals because they are living organisms, and, you know, avoid running aground, things like this, just having basically respect for the coral reef and so that we'll have it here for future generations.
And for those of you not in radio, La La Land, PSAs are public service announcements.
That's right.
So it's I think that's very cool. And I hope your public service announcements include things related to plastics and those plastic bands that pull together a six-pack or a 12-pack of something, and those and the use of plastic straws and other plastics that are very bad for fish.
Sure. Trash in the ocean can be a serious problem, and we do talk about that, too. And it happens, you know, that you're on a boat, you set down your styrofoam cup, and next thing you look, it's gone. You know, it blows off the boat or something, and that becomes trash, and that can become a danger to organisms in the sea.
Well, the one that, you know, I'm particularly aware of, because I've seen some films that horrify me, of fish that, when they're small enough, went swimming through one of those things, those plastic rings that hold together a six-pack, and they never could get it off of their gills and whatever. And as they grow, the plastic cuts into their bodies. And it's ugly, terrible. So what you have to do with those, even at home, people, even if you're not by the water's edge, take out a pair of scissors or just pull hard, and they will just rip all apart so that there's no ring left that anything could swim through. Because once that trash leaves your house, you don't know where it's going.
That's right.
And how it might end up in the water. And so, you know, take out a pair of snippers and cut it to ribbons or just pull it apart. But, you know, we're very careful when we go out on our boat not to have stuff like that, and not to have straws, because, you know, a fish opens its big mouth, intakes a gulp of water, and in comes all that stuff that's not very healthy for them. It makes me sad. So I'm glad that, you know, you've got an environmental story going on. So how far in advance of the event do you actually start publicizing it?
Well, it varies. You know, we generally couple months, maybe. We're always looking for new kinds of music out there, and there's always new music coming out that we'd like to incorporate here, a ocean theme or a conservation theme. It varies. We do a lot of different things, and, you know, we get a lot of publicity after the event as well. The news stories that are produced by our local the county's publicity agency here go around the world. We've had incredible amounts of feedback from all over the world, where people have seen the piece about the Underwater Music Festival over the years and really enjoy it.
Yeah, well, that's where we're different. And I almost wish that this was April or May, because my shows, Bill, and if you've just joined us, we're talking to Bill Becker, the co-founder and coordinator of the Florida Keys Underwater Music Festival. my shows are about travel. And so when news comes on and tells you, well, today is July 8th and here in off of Sugarloaf Key and Louis Key, this is what's going on at the Underwater Music Festival here. It's like, and you dummy, you're home because you missed it because you didn't know about it. And we're telling you about it now, so you better get out your calendar and find out when it is next year if you want to be there. But we try to do our best to find out about interesting things happening enough in advance of them happening so that people have a chance to say, well, come on, Mabel, let's get in the Hupmobile and head for that place, because that sounds like a fun thing to do. And it does sound like a fun thing to do. I think it's just genius. And one of these Julys, I may actually show up in your face. And I'm hoping that when you've got a little downtime and quiet time, you're going to come up and visit us in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts.
I will look forward to that, Stephanie.
Yes, indeed.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit Serendipity 3. For menus and details.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're back talking with Bill Becker, co-founder and coordinator of the most interesting festival I think I've ever spoken about. It's the Florida Keys Underwater Music Festival. Isn't that amazing? And it's going to be July 8th this year. So if your calendar is allows for it, go sort it out so you can be there. And if it doesn't allow for it, then start looking at next year so you save the time. Do you have a date for next year yet, Bill?
We don't yet. It's always the Saturday after the 4th of July weekend.
Okay, so look on your calendars and see what is the Saturday after 4th of July in 2018. Can you imagine we're talking about 2018? I seem to remember it was day before yesterday when we were celebrating the millennium. But in any event, let's see when that is. I actually have a calendar that's I'll look it up in the meantime. Let's 2000, where's 18? 17, 18, July 4th. Okay, the Saturday next year is July 7th.
Okay.
So go sort that on your calendar now if you can't make it this year. You said you came up with some really good whale sounds.
Yeah, well, we mixed some music, Jean-Luc Ponty of Mystical Adventures, and whale sounds, humpback whale songs, and I think you'll be able to hear it here.
They sound so sad. You know those kind of bluegrass, I don't know if they're bluegrass officially or not, but those bands up in the Appalachian regions and the Ozarks, and somebody gets out there with a saw and they play the saw.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the saw sounds like.
Yep. We still haven't attracted a whale yet, but there's always a first, we figure.
Wow. Wow. Have you ever been to Isla Mujeres in Mexico?
I have not. I want to go sometime, though.
Okay. Well, you fly into Cancun, and you head up the strip. Go in from Cancun Airport, head for the city of Cancun, where the old town is, the old city is, and also the old convention center. And on your way, the water will be on your right, and the sea will be on your right, the lagoon will be on your left. Somewhere along there is where you catch a ferry and you go over to Isla Mujeres, which means the island of the women. on Isla Mujeres is a park that's called Garrafón. And it's this big island, and it's just, you can go bungee jumping there. You can go snorkeling, and I think you can go scuba diving there. And they had a bunch of sculptures in an exhibit there that they then took when the exhibit was officially over, and they put all these sculptures under the water, and people go scuba and snorkeling and whatever, yep, with all the artwork. Is it possible to think about adding some art to your music?
Well, the coral reef itself is beautiful enough, and that in itself is pretty amazing. You add music to that, and it's a pretty overwhelming experience.
Explain, I've never done this, so and I'm sure I've got lots of listeners who haven't either. Explain what the experience is like to be swimming, not only with the music accompanying it, but with the visual attraction of the coral reef.
Oh, it's pretty amazing. Normally, scuba diving, you hear very little except the bubbles, maybe a few clicks and things like that from the sea creatures. But when the music is there, it's like you're going through a cathedral or something with organ music playing, bells, percussion. It's a pretty amazing feeling because you're used to diving and just hearing your own bubbles, and that's about it. So this is a whole other level of enjoyment. A lot of people just have a great time underwater.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, how far from where Louis Key is Sugarloaf Key?
About 10 miles or so.
Okay. So are there places nearby where, one could stay as opposed to driving the bigger distance to Key West or to Isla Madura?
Sure. Isla Mirada.
Isla Mirada. I'll get it right one of these days. Isla Mirada. Forgive me, all you people in Isla Mirada.
A lot of hotels here, motels. We have a lot of dive boats that will take you out. If you don't have your own boat, there's no problem there. They'll put you on board. They'll show you how to snorkel. And if you're a diver and you've got a sea card, certification card, they'll fit you out and put you in the water, and you can hear the underwater music festival.
Incredible. Now, what year is this into the festival?
This is our 33rd annual. We've been doing it 33 years now.
Holy cow. Now you mentioned that you're the co-founder. Who is your partner in crime?
Dr. Fred Troxell. He's a local dentist here in the Florida Keys, and he and I dreamed it up years ago and just said, let's put music underwater. And we did it, and we just thought it was going to be a one-time shot, but boy, people liked it. They say, do it again. So we did it again and again and again.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I'm inspired by the genius of it. And it's, there was a time when people made tea by taking tea leaves and putting it into a little metal something and dunking it in the water until one morning somebody woke up and said, we could wrap this in paper and put a string on it and we'd have a tea bag. It takes somebody to come along and recognize that as wonderful as this is, we could enhance this experience. And bravo to you and your dentist friend, Dr. Fred Troxell. You're brilliant.
Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. Appreciate that.
And I hope that our listeners will take a moment to go check out more information about the Florida Keys Underwater Music Festival. Is there information at us1radio.com or you have to go somewhere else?
There's more information there. There's lowerkeyschamber.com as well. And you can listen to the Underwater Music Festival online at us1radio.com coming up on the 8th of July from 10 until 2.
Oh, that's fabulous. That is just fabulous. And so in addition to the music that is the same music that they're hearing, the people that are swimming are hearing underwater, do you do any interviewing of any of the people that are emerging from the experience?
We do some live broadcasts from out on the reef. We will talk to a few people out
there. Now, there's a remote.
But most people want to get back to the music and get back in the water, though.
I think that's fabulous. Well, hang on with me because I want to talk with you as we go into the top of the hour news. Everybody else, pay attention to the news, get educated. And we'll be back for another 2 hours coming up, so don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.